Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God
loves me. But I bathed in the mire, submerged my soul.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to this, another session of Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday Morning Inspiration. I am your host, C. Maria Wall. Thank you so much for being here. As always, I sincerely hope that you had a beautiful week last week. And as we prepare for whatever may be coming our way this week, let's hope that starting it off here with this 15 to 30 minutes of stress relief and release will help you be better prepared for whatever is coming your way. Sit back, relax, lie back, find your favorite easy chair, eyes closed, as we prepare to start our show.
The way that God loves me. The way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
I can rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down, shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else, speak life to a situation, release my brother, my sister from a state of depression, because you don't have to stay here. Trapped in your pain here, Jehovah lives. You too can be saved.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me. Way that God loves me. The way that God loves me.
Hello, hello again. As I said earlier, welcome to this session of Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday Morning Inspiration. I am your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Mediator, the Shero at your Ground Zero, welcoming each and every one of you here today. As I said earlier, I gave you all enough time to get into your favorite position, your favorite easy chair. If you're in bed, lie back, sit back, eyes closed, as we start off our session with our breathing exercises. Time for us to let it all go. Let it go. Last week is in the past. Bring the lessons learned, but leave everything else there. This is a brand new day here in the U.S. It's a little past 6 a.m. in the morning. Hello all over the world. I know some of you are ending your day. Some of you are in midday. Some of you are almost in the evening in some places. But I know that you are here. Thank you so much for all of your love, prayers, and support. So we're going to start off with our breathing exercises. Lie back, sit back, eyes closed. Let's inhale. Good inhale. Make it strong. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. Let's do that again. Inhale. Now exhale. If you're able to stand, let's put our arms above our heads. Let's give our body and our lungs a good stretch. Let's let all of that positive air in as we let go of all of that negative energy when we exhale. Notice the air feels so cool, crisp, and clean when we inhale. And when we exhale, it's warm and heated. That's all of that negative energy we're releasing from our bodies. Just sit back. Keep your eyes closed. Sit back, lie back, and let my voice guide you for this, our session for August the 17th of 2014. You know, I always say that I don't pick and choose what my topics will be. God sends them to me. And last week, God said, you need a break. Take a week off. So that pushed up last week's topic to this week. And our topic for this week is brush it off and walk it out. Let me say that again. Brush it off and walk it out. What am I talking about, you may ask? Everything, our lives, all the negativity, everything that holds us back. So many of us do not allow ourselves to move forward because we spend too much time reliving a dead past. Let me say that again. So many of us do not allow ourselves to move forward because we spend too much time reliving a dead past. Stop using your past as an excuse for your poor present and future. I'm going to say that again as well. Stop using your past as an excuse for your poor present and future. This week's inspirations with an S, yes, we have two this week, come from Isaiah 43:18 and John 5:8. That's Isaiah 43:18 and John 5:8. Now Isaiah says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Let me say that again. Isaiah 43:18. Remember not the former things, nor consider things of old. And John 5:8 states, Jesus said to him, get up, take up your bed, and walk. Let me say that again. John 5:8, Jesus said to him, get up, take up your bed, and walk. You don't have to listen to me, but let me say it one more time. John 5:8, Jesus said to him, not Maria, not anyone else, but Jesus said to him, get up, take up your bed, and walk. So what's that saying to you? Remember not the former things. Remember not what happened last week, 2 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, more than 50 years ago. Let it go. Stop bringing it into your here and now. You cannot move forward if you continuously walk forward or attempt to walk forward when you're breaking your neck, looking backwards at everything behind you. In a minute you run into that brick wall, you're blaming on your past. Oh, well, this brick wall is here because, you know, this happened to me back in so-and-so, and this person did this to me, and I ended up right back at ground zero, and blah, blah, blah. Now, everyone else has ladders, jackhammers, whatever it takes, and they're plowing through that obstacle, and you're still standing there at ground zero, wasting time trying to validate why you can't move forward, because that brick wall is in your place because of something that happened 27 years and 8 months ago. So that's your excuse. So you set up camp right there at the brick wall. You set up camp and you exist because your living awaits you on the other side of the wall. Your destiny awaits you on the other side of the wall. But you have chosen to use your past as an excuse not to be successful in your present while you move towards a better future. We need to brush ourselves off, brush it off, brush off all of the doubt, brush off all of the fear, brush off all of the guilt, brush off all of the finger pointing, but brush off all of the backbiting, backstabbing, backsliding, brush it all off, and then we need to stand up and walk it out. Because once we do that, there's nothing that our history can do to us. We'll see those obstacles start to fall on their own. We won't even have to take too much effort other than to look at them. Oh, an obstacle is in my way. Uh-oh. No, 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 no. And you see that obstacle, it has all of the things that you've done in the past. It's graffitied all over that brick wall. Lies. Falling short of your destiny. Guilt. Everything, fornication, adultery, whatever it is, as long as you first and foremost forgive yourself, ask forgiveness from God, not necessarily in that order. Maybe you should ask forgiveness from God, forgive yourself. Take responsibility for your role, because once you do that, your responsibility becomes your lesson learned. You can't take responsibility for what any other involved party did. You can only take responsibility for your role and whatever happened in your life. And in some cases, some of us had no responsibility. It was totally out of our hands. So what is that that you're brushing off? The guilt that you have created in your mind. The demon that you have created. When you look in the mirror and you tell the person you see that it's all their fault in some way, brush it off. Brush it off. Let's do it together. Brush it off. Can you hear that? Brush it. I'm brushing. Brush it off. And even if you are a contributor to your heartache and pain in the past, guess what? Brush it off. Brush it off. Learn what you did. Keep that lesson with you and move on. You can forget the heartache and pain. You can forgive everyone from yourself to your abusers, your perpetrators, whatever happened. You can forgive, but you remember so that you won't make that mistake again. So when you see the bricks forming to build that obstacle, you'll know what you need to do. Don't stand there and give it time to finish. You either move quicker so that you can jump over it while it's still weak, move quicker so that you have enough momentum to plow through it, because You've been down this road, so you know what you need to do so that that obstacle will not stop you again. That is what I mean when I say it's time for us to brush it off and walk it out. Brush it off and walk it out. Again, this week's inspirations have come from Isaiah 43:18. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. And John 5:8. Jesus said to him, get up, take up your bed, and walk. Now, so many people can take those words and decipher whatever they want from them. But for the purposes of this session, they were oh so befitting. So again, continue to keep your eyes closed as I run through all of our infamous announcements and things. I want you to just lie back, sit back, continue your breathing. This is our reflection time now. I hope that my words have helped to bring some type of clarity to you. As always, both the Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio and this, our Sunday morning inspiration, is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS-approved and recognized 501c3 nonprofit. If you'd like to get involved, if you'd like to make donations, there's several ways you can do this. On our main website, thewallfoundationinc.org, you can hit the donate button, and it will take you to the donations page. We also have the Macy Shop for a Cause project going on right now. You can also purchase your pass, and we will get it out to you electronically if you're not local. We will get it out to you because the Shop for a Cause Day is August 23rd here in the United States. And if you'd just like to donate, there's a link there as well. The Shop for a Cause passes are just $5. And your generous donations, no matter how large or small, help to keep this, our Sunday morning inspiration, the regular Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio show, and all of our programs and the programs that we sponsor through our sister organizations running. We're trying to touch the world one person at a time. And of course, if you'd like to write to us, our address is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And our phone number right now, just so that you know, next year, 2015, we're planning on doing our very first women's retreat and summit in Orlando, Florida. If you'd like to get on our update list, you can text me your email at 202-618-2556. Text me your email and say I'm in, and I will be sure to add your name to the list. It's going to be yet another anointed event. Brush it off and walk it out. Last night, my very special guest on our regular Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio show was Sister Ann Thomas, and we talked about her book, The Consecrated Cocoon. Someone asked, how many times must we go back into the cocoon? God is going to keep sending us back to the cocoon until we are prepared and or we have learned the lesson needed so that we can welcome our transformation. The Consecrated Cocoon, a beautiful book. Pick up your copy at Amazon.com. It's by Ann Thomas. You can also pick up the Kindle version if you do not want to wait for delivery by the regular mail systems. As always, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I also pray you enough sunshine to make your gardens grow beautifully. I pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to make the frown you've been carrying around, turn it around. Turn that frown upside down. But most of all, I pray enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. We're always here. As I said, our number is 202-618-2556. Or you can email us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. But if you'd like to send a personal message so that your message is not lost in our corporate email system, healingwithmaria@yahoo.com is a special email address that I made especially for you. But if you'd like to write to me personally, and yes, I do read my own emails and respond, you can write to me at Maria Wall at thewallfoundationinc.org. Just remember, you deserve better. You were not put on this earth to spend your entire life walking forward while looking backwards. Brush it off and walk it out. Until next time, be well, be blessed, and as always, I want to remind you to continue to pay it and pray it forward. So until next time, I'm your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Mediator, the Shero at your ground zero. I am here for you. You are not alone. We were not meant to walk this journey called life by ourselves in any means, unless we're on a pilgrimage of purification where we spend some time with ourselves in meditation and self-discovery. And even then, that is just for a short time. So until next time, everyone, have a beautiful, beautiful Sunday, even if you do not want to. And I will be back here with you on Saturday evening on our regular Healing Through Hurt Talk radio show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time here in the U.S. And until then, be well, be blessed, enjoy the here and now, and look forward to your beautiful, beautiful destiny. I will see you soon.